Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. The program is coming to you this week from World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. I'd like to first of all thank our sponsor, GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In our program this week, we're going to learn a little bit about our Beef Ambassador program and what that is. And Sarah, first of all, tell me what you do and how you're doing as working with this project.
You bet. Well, I'd like to thank you first for the opportunity to chat with you today. I am the program manager for the National Beef Ambassador Program, and then I also work for the American National Cattlewomen for the Telling the Beef Story Program, and the Beef Ambassador Program actually falls under that heading. So, been here since March, and we just wrapped up my very first National Beef Ambassador Contest.
Well, I was, really kind of hoping I could have been there myself. I had to help out a little bit remotely, but I know I'm not probably the only one in helping judge some of that competition. There might be some people who aren't real familiar with the Beef Ambassador Program. I guess if you would maybe first tell us a little bit about who supports this. I know you mentioned the National Cattlewomen and where that support comes from. And kind of what the purpose is for the program.
Absolutely. The National Beef Ambassador Program is funded in part by the Beef Checkoff. So it's America's cattle producers who are the number one contributors toward this program. We also have sponsors that support our program, such as Farm Credit and Certified Angus Beef and a wide variety of people who are in the industry and know the value of our program. And what we really do is, since 1988, we've selected a beef ambassador or a team of beef ambassadors to tell the beef story. And they do that in classrooms, they do that at consumer events, and they do it using social media, like Twitter and Facebook and via YouTube. So it's really their goal to connect youth to youth, mealtime decision maker to mealtime decision maker, and really let people know where their food comes from, particularly beef.
Well, it's a great program. I have just thoroughly enjoyed all my interaction with our beef ambassadors over a number of years, and now getting the opportunity to actually work alongside some of them out in the professional world, I guess you'd say.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about this year's competition. You had quite a few contestants there. Tell us a little bit about, that participation and what the types of competition, what are the elements that made up the competition this year?
Well, we had 29 contestants come from all over the United States to compete. And we've got two categories. We've got our senior category, which is for youth that are ages 17 to 20. And they've got four areas where they're judged, and that includes a consumer promotion, where we've got a retail-type event that's been staged with mock consumers who address the contestant and ask them questions about how do I prepare beef, tell me a little bit more about the animal welfare aspects of beef production, the environmental impacts, and that type of thing. Then we also have a classroom presentation piece where our contestants bring in samples of the materials that they've used in the classrooms educating students in the elementary and middle school ages, because they are required to do at least three of those before they actually come to the contest. Then we have our media interview, and that's where we have a particular interviewer who pretends that they're either doing a radio interview or a TV interview, and they ask key questions about the beef industry and really what is the Beef Ambassador Program. And then the last piece is very important, especially for the realm of social media that we work in, and that was the issues response. And this is where we give the contestants a current anti-beef type article, and then they prepare a written response to address some of the misinformation that is included in that particular piece. So there were four categories for the seniors. And then with the juniors, we had 11 of those folks, and they were ages 12 to 16, and they used two particular categories. We had them participate in the consumer promotion, and then the media interview, which was the same type of structure that we had for the seniors. So it prepares them for when they're going to come back when they're a little older.
Well, it is a very comprehensive competition, I guess you'd say, giving them some real-world experience to things that they will deal with in their own careers, no question about it.
Yes.
And when you look, you know, you mentioned the anti-beef article that they had to respond to. Yeah, it is unfortunate, but there is certainly some folks out there that really do, for whatever the reasons are, want to distribute misinformation. And I think that's a key here, is to make sure that at least consumers have the right information when it comes to making decisions. And so I applaud what the Beef Ambassador Program is doing, as well as others who are trying to help overcome that. But we wound up with some winners. What can you say, or can you tell us who they are?
Yes, we have a phenomenal team. We selected five of the top scorers to join our traveling team, and we have John Weber, and he's from the Minnesota area. We have Kim Rounds from California, Erica Snyder from Pennsylvania, Rossi Blinson from North Carolina, and then Emily Jack from Texas. On the junior side, we select the top three, and they received some cash prizes, and we had Austin Gaspard as our first place, and he's from Louisiana. The second place winner was Abigail Grisdell from California, and then our third place winner was Rachel Purdy from Wyoming.
Well, the traveling team, as you mentioned it, got some plans already for where they're going to be heading out on the road?
Absolutely. The big first event that they're going to go to is our annual Cattlemen's Conference, and this year it's going to be held in Nashville, and this is going to be their coming out party, if you will. They'll be able to meet all of the players in the cattle industry and get some education while they're there and really just have a sense of what's current in the industry. We'll also spend a lot of our time in the Northeast. We support events with the Northeast Beef Promotion Initiative, and so we'll be going to events like the Boston Marathon. And we'll also be going to the New York State Fair in partnership with the New York Beef Industry Council. So those are a couple of events. We've got some others. We'll be headed over to Ohio for some training and a lot of other fun events.
Well, they will do great. I know they always do, and I certainly applaud you for your efforts in helping put all that together. I'm sure it's a lot of work, and then working with this team throughout the year. I guess one last question I might ask here is the Beef Ambassador Program. You would be, I guess, the primary contact. If there are organizations who might want to help out, I assume that you would be open to that idea?
Absolutely. I truly believe that it takes a village to make things successful. And so if there are producers or other organizations out there that would like to help support our program, we're always open to those individuals. And so people can go to our website, nationalbeefambassador.org, can find us on Facebook, National Beef Ambassadors, on Twitter. And then, of course, people can contact me in the office here. I work out of the Denver office with the American National Cattle Women, and they can just give me a ring at 303-850-3440.
Okay. Well, we will point them that way for sure. Anything else about the program we didn't touch on that maybe people should know?
I just think that this program provides an excellent avenue to tell the story, because the youth spokespersons that are a part of this program are approachable, they're passionate, they're knowledgeable, and they just have a lot of fun. And so it's a really easy way for consumers to, you know, build a relationship with the beef industry and learn a little bit more that helps them feel like, you know, beef is a safe, healthy, nutritious part of their diet. And, you know, it's one of the only youth programs that we have, and I think it's just a phenomenal example of the great industry that we are all a part of.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, I'm here at World Dairy Expo with Cindy. We're covering this on AgWired as well as WorldDairyDiary.com. And we all know that these dairy producers are beef producers too. And I think most of them understand that or know that too. So I will look forward to seeing the Beef Checkoff represented here. I know that they do have an exhibit, and as I remember, they usually do some sampling there, so it's definitely on my list of places to stop.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sarah. I appreciate your time. That is our Zimcast for this week from World Dairy Expo. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.